Hey, welcome back.
Glad you're here. Today I'm talking about visitors as guests. Looking at the places in our buildings where we may need to make sure we're paying attention to how the phones are answered and how people are greeted and how people are treated. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, this is part two of Visitors, Customers, and Guests. Last time we were together, I talked about my experiences in visiting businesses, especially fast food chains. And what I'm talking about is in several situations, I experienced, you know, a lack of caring, a total disengagement from the customer that said, you know, I still get paid, so I'll get to you when I want to. You can wait. It's just a sad but true story. The nice thing, though, was that the image that I was starting to feel that was becoming the norm was then shattered by one front counter hostess who actually engaged with me and made my day better. So why did she do that when all the others didn't? What makes the difference, and why should we as leaders in schools care about this? Well, here's why we should care. We have a front office. We have a lobby. We have a receptionist. We have offices where phones are answered. We have people who greet people. We have people who help people. We have people talking with people. Which means that we have all of the potential for a huge nightmare. So why would you want to pay attention to how visitors are treated at your school? I know some of you are rolling your eyes or saying, really? I know, you're thinking, I don't have time for this. I'm sure everything is just fine. Do you use that voice? Well, if you think that it's okay, do you know for sure? In every office, do you know how people are greeted and talked with or talked to? You know, it's something that are you willing to really risk thinking that everything's a-okay? Now, come on. Because if you've not talked to them about how they answer the phones, how they greet people, how they interact with people, if you've not spent some time in these offices, being that little fly on the wall. I know it's hard to, but you can do this by meandering in and just paying attention to what you hear and what you see. What you've got to think about here is, does your staff think of people who walk through the door as guests and treat them as such? Or are they thought of as someone to get rid of? You know, I have more important things to do than to talk with you, so let's see how fast I can move them out of here. Nah. You know, some retail stores, they grade their cashiers on how fast they get the customer out of there. You know, back in the day, the early days of AOL, they used to grade their AOL helpline people by how quickly they solved problems and got the person off the phone, happily off the phone and merrily on their way. You know, and there's plenty of businesses like that today where they celebrate the quickness of getting the person off the phone or out of the office. I think some of our customer services with some of our cable are like that. Anyway, you got to think about this thought. Do you want visitors treated like guests? I mean, what's the difference? Do you even think there's a difference? Because visitors, if they're a guest, that means that you welcome them. You treat them with, hey, how you doing? You want to engage with them. You want to make their day special. They're your guests in your house. Okay, I know some of you are thinking, yeah, some people don't treat guests like that. All right, well, my definition of it is that, you know, you want them to be there. You're happy they're there, and you're just trying to figure out how to make their day better. That's what having a guest is. And that's what you should think about, because visitors to your building are very important. And think about it. You work with children, and so you have all kinds of visitors who are coming to your building. Some of them are families. Some of them are related to the children. Some of them are vendors. Some of them are community people. Some of them are from all over the place. How do you want your visitors treated who come to your building? And it's not only when they come to your building, it's when they call the building as well. You know, have you listened to the way people answer the phones? Do they say anything like, "Hello, I'm Steve, and you have reached blah, blah, blah school." Or, "Hey, this is Steve, and you're talking with the front office at ABC School." You know, there's different ways of doing it, but it's not a bad idea. There's some good protocols there. But you want to listen. How friendly is it? Does it make it welcoming to the people who call or who step through the door? "Hey, welcome. Glad you're here. Come on in. What can we do for you today?" Yeah, that makes people feel like guests. And by the way, that's going to make a huge impact on the climate and culture of your school if you spend some time with this. We'll get back to that in a little bit. You need to find out what is happening. You need to make a decision about your expectations of visitors and how they're treated in your building. So let me make that clear. I mean, you've got to make sure that you tell people how you expect visitors to be treated, how you expect phone callers to be treated. So let's start there and let's make this pledge, because I think you and I are on the same wavelength, aren't we? Come on. We're on the same wavelength. Yeah. We like having guests, and we want our guests to be happy, and we want them to want to return. So let's start there, and let's make this pledge. I'm about to ask you to repeat after me. And it's okay if you're driving in your car right now and or even walking, whatever you're doing, to just say it out loud. Yes, it is. All right, so here we go. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, state your name, do affirm that I want visitors to my building treated as guests. Oh, wait a second. We're not done yet. I believe a guest is treated with respect, caring, and engagement. They exist and have come to our school because they need help with something, in some way, shape, or form. I seek to make their day better and brighter. In order to achieve this, I need to address with my staff how they should meet and greet guests. I will make it a priority to create and share my expectations, as well as then seek out follow-up information on how we are doing. We will treat visitors as guests. Bravo! Yay! Nicely done. Okay, just a little bit lengthy, but do you get where I'm going with this? I don't know about you, but I try to be proactive about as much stuff as possible, but there usually is always that one hidden ember waiting to ignite into a full-fledged fire. Wouldn't it be awesome if this ember was not in your offices, where a receptionist, student, or staff member is standing with a jar of gasoline waiting to engulf your day in a conflagration that would make the historic Chicago fire look like a weenie roast? So here's a list of 5 areas that need to be looked at and paid attention to, as all have the possibility of creating a nightmare. So here we go. I got a few places that you need to take a look at. The front office, the receptionist area, and the receptionist, the counselor's office, your assistant principals, and the cafeteria. By the way, I got another little bonus, because once in a while people call in. So this is actually 5+1 areas, and that plus one, or that 6th area, being the media center. All of these areas have phones, people who talk to staff and guests, and the opportunity to be short and difficult with others. So think about those areas now. So think with me. Dun, 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 dun. So are you thinking about who's in those offices? Are you thinking about what their attitude can be like when they've had a busy day? Well, you should be, because one of those places is where it's most likely to occur. That fire suddenly. Just go to explode out of nowhere. For all of these areas, here is a list of what needs looking at. So I just gave you my 5+1 areas, you know, really 6, okay? I just have trouble counting once we get over 5. Well, these are some of the things you need to focus on. Number 1, how visitors are greeted when they walk through the door. You know, Hello, hey, how you doing? Come on in. How the phone is answered. Hello, this is Steve, and you're talking to the front office at ABC High School. Or something like, this is ABC High School, and you've got Steve. How can I help you today? Do staff treat the area like it has invisible walls? In part one of this, I talked about how at the fast food restaurant, there are like five of them standing over there just the other side of the counter, and they're just talking away, laughing away, while quite a few of us started building up, waiting to be helped, and no one said anything about be with you in just a minute. Instead, they were laughing, blah, 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 talking, blah, 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 having a good old time. So invisible walls. Sometimes people are in the office right there, and they don't say anything to somebody else. This just happened to me the other day. I walked into a school, and I went into the front office, and nobody was in there except the parent filling out something. So I stood there. I'm all official looking with my badge on and all that. Da-da-da. I got a little clipboard. And then someone walked through the front door, and she walked right by me. And then she went back in the back room, and then she came back out, and then she looked over at me and said, may I help you? Just kind of like that, you know, may I help you? And I said, yes, I'm here to visit so-and-so. And she said, oh, okay. I mean, what a strange interaction that was. There was no, hey, welcome to the school. I mean, because I'm out of place. I don't belong there. I'm obviously a visitor, and, you know, but I guess she had more important things to just say hello. You know, how about do staff treat, you know, when we talk about that invisible wall area, you know, sometimes what happens is that staff will get together and they're just talking like at that fast food restaurant, blah, 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 blah. And sometimes they're talking about students, or sometimes they're talking about, you know, what's made their day rough, or sometimes they're talking about, I don't know, you, the principal, or other teachers. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, people can hear you. We're standing right here. Hello, hello. I don't know if you know this or not, but you're not invisible and you're not behind a concrete bunker. And we're right here. We can hear you. It's funny, people's behavior sometimes. And the number four area thought on my list that you should take a look at is critical or sensitive information being discussed in the open? Because that's something you really got to address, because they got to understand something. Just like that invisible wall thing, there's things that people should not hear, you know, especially like in counseling offices and in assistant principal offices, places like that. You might be discussing grades, you might be discussing behavior, you might be discussing test scores. There's any number of things, behavior reports, you know, just different stuff. Not the place to be talking about it if other people can hear you. When you go back and you look at my 5+1 places that need to be looked at and paid attention to, the front office, the receptionist area, and the receptionist, the counselor's office, assistant principals, the cafeteria, and the media center. Well, here's my list again of what needs looking at: how visitors are greeted when they walk through the door, or are they? How the phone is answered? Do staff treat the area like it has invisible walls? And is critical or sensitive information being discussed in the open? Additionally, take a look at the staff who are responsible in these areas of your building. Do you have people who... Now, I love this, because think in your building who might fit this description, because a lot of times the fires are going to start or not start because of, you know, certain personalities that you have. So number one is, do you have people who will always make someone's day better? They should be the person greeting anybody coming in your front door or answering the phone. But do you have someone who always tries to make somebody's day better? Do you have somebody who will go to seek help, who will try and figure out how to help that person who came through the door, who called? And do you have people who are problem solvers? You know, they just know that they can find the right person to help you. Oh, no, that's okay, I'm good. Just go ahead and you wait right here. I think I can go find the person who can help you. Hang on just a second. Oh my goodness, reward these people. Recognize them. Give them pats on the back. Treat them to dinner. You know, I mean, be good to people like that, because that is so important, because sometimes we have people like this. So instead of, you know, will they make someone's day better? Do they seek to help? Are they problem solvers? Do you have people who are problem shifters? Problem shifters are those who are looking for anybody to pass the problem to. They don't care who it is. Hey, Steve, come here for just a second. This mom needs some help. instead of problem solvers, they just try and pass the buck, just try and send it to somebody else. They don't know what you're dealing with at this moment, and they may have just stuck somebody with you while you were dealing with another issue. How about, are they someone who makes issues worse? I had to work with somebody like this one time. She worked in the front office, and she would get angry at the people who were angry coming in. And I had to talk to her about, look, they're angry at the assistant principal. They're angry at the teacher. They're angry at some student. They're not angry at you. We don't need you getting angry at them. You've got to figure out how to help them calm down. And we had to work on trying to figure out how to de-escalate. In her case, that just didn't work, and we found somebody who could. Do you have people who are problem shifters or people who make issues worse? Or how about people who do not care and do not want to engage with guests? So they just kind of do their thing and then can eventually kind of recognize the person and say, well, yes, you know, instead of, you know, greeting them right off the bat. You know, when I was in that office that day, that was how I felt there, was that it's the person didn't care about engaging with me. She didn't even try to ask me who I was or anything like that. She just wanted to get me out of that front office. Think about this. Do you want your visitors, your phone callers, the people who connect with your school for whatever the reason, do you want them to feel like they're guests? Think about it this way. We're talking about treating them like wanted guests. So remember your pledge. Do I have to repeat it? Remember your pledge. You want staff interacting with guests in a positive, memorable manner. Your family, students, vendors, and community members all will thank you. Your climate will become more positive. You will feel like smiling just a little bit more. So what do you think? Have you thought about going to visit the front office, the receptionist, the counselor's office, assistant principals, the cafeteria, the media center? Have you thought about how visitors are greeted when they walk through the door, or how the phone is answered, or do you have staff who treat the area like it has invisible walls and they're discussing critical or sensitive information in the open? I encourage you to take a look. Visit. Visit your own building and its offices, and remember your pledge to make sure that all your visitors are treated like guests. Thanks for listening.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.